From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. Raymond Pignon reports for Columbia Green Media that after absentee votes were counted on March 23rd, David Schneider beat incumbent Tannersville Mayor Lee McGonigal by 2 votes, and incumbent Athens trustee Joshua Lipsman beat Anthony Proper by 9 votes for the second open trustee seat in the Riverside Village. The Democrat Lipsman had trailed the Republican Proper before the absentee count. In Tannersville, Schneider defeated McGonigal 103 votes to 101 votes. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Nick Reisman reports for New York State of Politics that lawmakers in the state Senate this week unanimously passed a bill requiring utility companies in the state to perform actual meter readings. The measure was backed by State Senator Michelle Hinchey, who said, and I quote, "Utility companies are using estimation formulas that are not based on past usage, making it impossible for New Yorkers to afford, let alone trust, their utility bills. My legislation to ban the practice will help ensure that this never happens again, while bringing needed transparency and accountability to the utility industry as a whole in New York," end quote. Central Hudson, in Hinchey's district, has been widely criticized for estimated billing practices. Read more about this story at New York State of Politics. Alex Galt reports in the Adirondack Daily that Republican Jill A. Lochner announced she is running for the 21st congressional district seat currently held by Republican Elise Stefanik. Stefanik has long said she would only run for 5 2-year terms, which would end her term in Congress in 2024. Stefanik's campaign team did not return a request for comment on whether she would not run again. Lochner said she wants to bring a moderate Republican voice to the district, which now includes Rensselaer County. She said in an interview in Glen Falls on March 23rd, and I quote, "One of the big reasons I'm running, it's not only Stefanik, it's some of the Republican Party in general. It's becoming disappointing to me. The loudest, angriest voices get all the attention, and it gives a bad impression," end quote. Lochner says she favors fiscal conservatism, small government, and is supportive of business. She does not support Donald Trump and says she is pro-choice. She said, and I quote, "I actually struggled with infertility, and my husband and I had to do IVF treatments. In that process, it becomes very obvious how precious life is and how difficult it is even to get there when you want it so badly," end quote. Read more about this story in the Adirondack Daily. Raymond Pignon reports in Columbia Green Media that right-wing environmental groups Neighbors to Neighbors, Smarter New York Energy, and the Empire Center for Public Policy hold a New York State Climate Act town hall on March 26th at Columbia Green Community College, hosted by Columbia County Clerk Holly Tanner with former State Senator Daphne Jordan, both Republicans. Local Democrats are saying the groups are, and I quote, "circulating myths and misinformation about electrification," end quote. County Democrat Party Chairman Sam Hodge said, and I quote, "These 3 provocateurs are facilitating the disinformation campaign in Columbia County against the New York State Climate Plan," end quote. Tanner, in an email, said both climate deniers and those who want to save the planet for humanity should be heard, saying, and I quote, "all sides of the issue should be heard. I agree so that people can be informed about what their government is doing. Government for the people, by the people. I did not organize this event. I was asked to help moderate the event, having done large town hall meetings for other topics," end quote. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.